If you thought getting through hormone-driven breast cancer was the hardest, scariest thing you'd ever done, until you finished treatment and tried eating to reduce your recurrence risk, this podcast is for you. Hello and welcome. I'm Kathy Lehman, breast cancer survivor, registered dietitian, nutrition therapist, and your host of the Peaceful Plate podcast. I share science-backed breast cancer nutrition facts, along with the skills and mindset you need to end your food panic and make confident diet decisions after hormone-driven breast cancer. For more education and support, be sure to follow me on Instagram at hormone.breastcancer.dietitian. And don't forget to get your copy of my free guide, The 5 Foods Every Survivor Should Eat, available at kathylehman.com. If you're ready to eat with peace and enjoy your food again, I'm ready to help you. So let's get started. Hello and welcome back to the Peaceful Plate podcast. I'm thrilled you're here because today I'm introducing you to the concept of eating with peace. So let's start with what not eating with peace looks like. You second guess every bite. You feel like eating anything has become enormously stressful. You pause with worry before you enjoy a treat like ice cream. You don't feel safe about the food decisions you make. You feel like you have to micromanage everything you eat. You experience constant anxiety and fear about food, even if it's that low grade beneath the surface anxiety, it's there. And you treat yourself to a food you don't normally eat, like a cookie, and then you feel guilty. Sound familiar? So I'm guessing it does, and that's why you're here. And I'm so glad that you are. If you struggle with any or all of those issues I just named, you know you're not eating with peace. And let's face it, it's exhausting. So in my experience, what's even more exhausting is when you know that you're not eating with peace and you want things to be different, but your brain is so panicked about food that you just can't get there. And that's more common than you think. I have so many women reach out to me on a regular basis, whether I'm talking with someone in the DMs on Instagram, or they email me because they've read my blog, or they get my email, and they really are struggling with the exhaustion. Especially when women apply to my program, they will put down as one of the things they're struggling with is how exhausting it is to try to just manage this constant low-grade fear and feed themselves, feed their families, feed their kids. It's an ongoing struggle. Very, very common. So let's dive into that a bit. You know, in my experience, there are 3 main reasons why your brain is stuck in panic mode about food. Now, regardless of what you've read or learned about breast cancer nutrition or what you truly want to believe, it can be really difficult to get unstuck from that panic mode. So here are the 3 main reasons. So number 1, you read so much conflicting information that nothing feels congruent. And so let's talk about what happens when that happens. You just never gain that sense of confidence about what you're doing. Like you're always second guessing, right? Or you just don't trust your own judgment about food. And that seems kind of odd because you're like, well, I have eaten my entire life. How can it be so challenging to trust what I think that I know? And part of that is because, you know, you thought you ate healthy before your diagnosis, and it turns out you still got breast cancer. So you don't trust your judgment about what you thought was healthy food. Number 2, you're trying to figure out your post-treatment diet on your own, but you just don't feel knowledgeable enough to know what's best. And this one's really common too, because you think, well, it's just eating. You know, I can figure out, I can read stuff, I can look at websites, and I can read some research, and I can figure it out. But what happens is you end up jumping from one approach to another, and you never feel sure about any of them. And some of the approaches can be so restrictive that you try them, and then they feed that guilt and stress that you already have. And what I find is that, you know, because you're left to your own devices to solve a problem that you are trying to solve with the same brain that kind of creates the problem. I know that's an odd concept, perhaps, but, you know, in your brain, you're so panicked, but you're also using that same brain to try to figure out the best way to eat. And again, so many approaches that conflict with each other. And you just, you know, you're jumping, let me try this one this week. Let me try vegan this week. Let me try keto next week. Let me try low or no carb next week. And you just, you're not completely certain if it's the right approach. And you're also not certain that you can maintain it. So number three is you think there's a single best way to eat to reduce your recurrence risk. And what happens with this is if you don't follow that, you panic. You know, maybe you're following what seems to be a credible source online, someone who talks a lot about breast cancer nutrition, or maybe they've had breast cancer, so they've made it kind of their focus to talk about what they eat. But even if, you know, that's one recommended way to eat is challenging for you to maintain, you think, well, this person must know what they're talking about. They've had breast cancer. So maybe if I just try harder, I'll be able to follow it because this must be the right way they're doing it, right? So you're looking for one single best way to eat. And if you take these three main reasons that keep your brain stuck in panic mode about food together, you know, it's conflicting information. Nothing feels congruent. You're trying to figure out what to eat on your own, but you don't feel knowledgeable enough to know what's best. And you're thinking there's one single way to do this food thing. So you keep looking for that. So you just get stuck in this spiral of going back and forth between those three things that are keeping you just, again, with that low-grade panic. And you never feel like you can step out beyond that. So if we think about what eating with peace is, it simply means that food doesn't freak you out. I mean, it's really, it's that simple and that complicated at the same time. So how do you get there? How do you get to that place where food is not freaking you out? It's not making you feel panicked. Well, you do it with the skill set and the mindset, both of which are necessary to optimize your nutritional health and well-being. And here's what that looks like. So the skill set that you need is a base of breast cancer nutrition knowledge and facts to draw from. And the reason why that's so beneficial is it helps you make confident diet decisions, because when you understand the impact that your food choices have on your breast and overall health, you know, in survivorship, we're definitely eating for breast health, but I also want to encourage you to think about your long-term ongoing survivor health, brain health, gut health, heart health, bone health. I mean, every system in your body can benefit from healthy food choices. So I always say anytime you're eating for your breasts, you're also eating for the rest of you. So when you know that and understand that, you know for a fact that there is absolutely no physiological way that a single chocolate chip cookie will make your cancer come back. But if you don't have those facts, you really tend to get stuck in nutrition myths, nutrition misinformation, nutrition hyperbole, and you don't have that base to draw from. And so you're kind of, again, left to your own devices to make your own decisions. So a skill set is absolutely important. The mindset, here's what this is. It's an intrinsic knowledge about which foods make you feel good and an intentional approach to choosing those foods most often. I'm not saying eating perfectly. Please understand that is not what you're hearing me say. All right. It's thinking about which foods make you feel good, which might be completely different than the foods that make me feel good. So again, back to that, there's no exactly one reason or one way to eat that makes us all feel our best. But when you have an intentional approach to choosing those foods most often, you feel your best. But here's where that mindset comes in. When you don't do that, when you eat foods that don't make you feel so great, think about maybe a treat food, you're able to avoid that eat, regret, guilt cycle, or the worry that not eating the right foods will bring your cancer back. And in my experience, that mindset piece is almost more critical than the skill set piece. So here's an example. Let's say you know what foods make you feel good. I mean, we all do, right? But that doesn't mean that we always choose those foods, even if we feel like we quote unquote should. So let's say you decide it's midsummer, which is coming up at the time you hear this. It's really hot out and you love ice cream when it's really hot. So you decide, I'm going to treat myself with a little dish of ice cream. And you eat the ice cream, but it's not making you feel very comfortable, that your brain's a little bit panicked. And then when you finish the ice cream, regardless of how delicious it was, you end up in that eat, regret, guilt cycle. And then if you don't have that mindset in place, it's really easy to trash talk yourself. You really do, right? You start telling yourself all kinds of horrible things and you head down that, what I call the F it highway, you know? So the F it highway, F as in Frank, by the way, it has all sorts of off ramps to other places that your brain likes to visit, like the lands of I'll start tomorrow, the land of it doesn't matter what I eat. You know, I got cancer. I thought I ate better before or fine before. It doesn't matter. The land of I'm failing at this, which means I'm a failure. The land of I'll never get it right, so why bother? The land of I have no willpower. Or the land of I'm going to make my cancer come back. Now, it's really easy, right, to get stuck in that spiral. And all it takes is a bite of ice cream sometimes, a bite of cookie. I have had clients tell me that if they have one sip of wine or one bite of a chocolate chip cookie, they just go into that spiral and the panic is real. The anxiety is real and the worry is real, and how it manifests is different for everyone, but you know it when you know it. So if you have those same thoughts that I just described, you know what I'm talking about because you're living it. And there is a way to start to turn off that panicked mindset. You know, that remember, we need skill set so that you get the nutrition facts. We need mindset so that you can approach each meal, each snack from a place of peace. And I know maybe you've never thought about food and peace together in the same sentence. Maybe before your breast cancer, there were a lot of things you never thought about, right? But, you know, at this point, and the reason that you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing, is because you are in that place where you're just, I think second guessing is really just such a strong sensation or strong experience that women have, most women have, many women have, because they've just, you know, we know what to eat, but it doesn't always mean that that's what we choose. We know what to eat that makes us feel good or what's healthiest, but that, you know, I always remind clients, we don't always eat food just because it's nutritionally a powerhouse. I mean, that's great if you do, but there's no virtue in only eating broccoli. So think about where you are on that spectrum of, you know, how often does your brain go down that panicked pathway thinking about all those things that you're just really being mean to yourself and trash talking yourself? So if you're having those same thoughts, like I said, you know what I'm talking about because you're living it. And if you're not okay with that and you're looking for help to change, good for you. Because let's face it, you have been through hell with your breast cancer treatment and you deserve to live your life fully again. So many women have the break on. You know, they're finished with treatment. They're in their quote unquote survivorship after treatment. And they just feel like they're not fully living their life. The things that they used to enjoy, say cooking or going out to dinner with friends or family or inviting people over for dinner, they're just not joyful about that any longer. It makes them too uncomfortable. It makes them too nervous. And I remind them, then that's a place that you're living where your life has been shrunken because you're not fully living your life. And so that means, you know, when you deserve to live your life fully again, sometimes that means you eat ice cream. Now, you don't have to eat ice cream or any food for that matter. I mean, you know, if there's a food you don't like, if there's a food you have an aversion to, if you have a food that you have an allergy to or an intolerance, those are the foods you don't have to eat. But the goal of eating with peace is to help you eat the foods you love without guilt, panic, or stress. That's that's the takeaway from today's episode, that that's what eating with peace is all about. Now, again, this may be a new concept to you. You know, there's a lot of, there's so much nutrition information out there in the world of, you know, online regarding breast cancer nutrition. And a lot of it is inaccurate, outdated, misguided, well-intentioned, but misguided. In fact, I had someone just reach out to me this week and they said, you know, it's a minefield out there trying to figure out what to eat. And particularly with hormone-driven breast cancer, like you've had and I have had, because, you know, phytoestrogens in food, the confusion about all the different types of foods, like even in food categories, like different grains or different vegetables, you can find some erroneous information about pretty much any food. And so that's where, you know, you start thinking about, I'm really not eating with peace. I am really panicked and stressed or worried about what I'm eating. And the takeaway, again, just to remind you, is that it is possible to eat the foods you love without that guilt, panic, and stress. And so, you know, my goal here with the podcast is to help you get there. So I hope this introduction to eating with peace was helpful. And if you're looking for support in this area, I invite you, come visit my website. It's kathylehman.com, and that's Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y-L-E-M-A-N.com. I'll put that also, it's in the show notes. And you can also check out my Peaceful Plate program there. And if it feels right for you, apply to the program and I'll be in touch. So until next time, here's to eating with peace. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for spending time with me, learning how to eat with peace and enjoy your food again after hormone-driven breast cancer. If you found this episode helpful, I would be so honored if you would take a couple of minutes to rate the podcast and leave me a review. Come on, I know you have an opinion and I want to hear it. And hey, if you know a fellow survivor who's feeling overwhelmed, confused, or worried about her post-treatment nutrition, please share the podcast with her. And last but certainly not least, be sure to connect with me on Instagram. I'm at hormone.breastcancer.dietitian. And by the way, you can get your copy of my free guide, The 5 Foods Every Survivor Should Eat, available at kathylehman.com. Until next time, I'm Kathy Lehman. Here's to eating with peace.